Hi, Alicia. Thanks for taking my call. I asked some of our readers to upload 3 photographs for us to look at. I wasn't intending to call anybody or any editors or stock photographers to look at these photos, but I think we got a lot of really good stuff. So I was wondering if you could just take a couple minutes to look through as an art director and maybe point out some things that you like, or maybe some things that you don't like too, if you have some tips for improving something, to give our readers kind of an idea of what kinds of photographs end up on the pages of a glossy magazine.
Okay. First of all, let me just say that there's a lot of real good photos in the bunch that you sent me, and it was actually difficult to pick out my favorites, but and your readers are actually stepping up to the game on this assignment, so but let's start talking about some of the photos that I picked out. And one of the ones that captured my attention was the one called Ancient Rivalry Reenacted. And let me tell you why I like this photo. The color is very striking, and the composition, the way that this person shot this photo, it's from the back, so you only see the back of these guys, but you can see the profile of about 3 of them, and you can tell that the intensity in their faces is very intense, like they're ready for battle, they're ready to compete. So I thought this photo was great because, you know, they captured the emotions of these guys, and so that, I thought that was excellent. Also, another photo that I really liked was Monadnock Bridge. I hope I'm saying that right. Monadnock City, Michigan. And I actually used to do an in-flight magazine for an airline, and this would have been a great photo for that magazine because we always talked about different places, and I was always looking for great composition and meaningful photos, not just photos that didn't say anything. And the thing I love about this one is that strikingly red roof. It just kind of sets off the picture, and then the background you see the sky, which, you know, the glooming clouds, so it sets a mood, you know, for that place. So I really like this photograph as well, and also the vertical aspect of it, the lighthouse, you know, the vertical feeling, and the lighthouse is not necessarily in the center, it's towards the right, so it also shows great composition. Another photo that I thought was great for location photography, and again, I could have used this one at In-Flight Magazine, is the Graham Girls in Moscow. It's just a great shot. It shows the architecture, which is wonderful. The colors, even though there's some bright colors, some of them are muted, and the color palette of this building is very striking. So as an art director, I look for photos that have striking colors so I can play off the color of the photo. And with this one, I would just take, you know, the earthy browns and the mossy greens, and I can just see a great layout coming out of this photo. Also, another striking photo was the balloons in flight at Balloon Fest, and it's funny that I even ran across this photo because we actually did a article on Albuquerque on Balloon Fest, and I was looking for photos that depicted this event in Albuquerque. So this is a great photo. It shows the colorfulness of the balloons. I like the way that one of them is close up, so you can see, you know, there's different perspectives. The close up of the balloon, and then you see many in the back as well. And also on this one, I maybe would have liked to see some other differently shaped balloons. That would have been another great addition to this photograph, but overall, it's another great colorful photo that I could have definitely used at the location at the In-Flight Magazine. And
I actually have a question about this one. Okay. It's a little dark in the foreground. Would you, as the art director, fix that and play with it, lighten it up a little bit, or do you like it just the way it is?
Well, actually, it's a great question, and I'm thinking this might have been taking either towards the afternoon or, yeah, I noticed that it was a little darker in the front, and you can see the sky is a little cloudy, so I was wondering if it was maybe late in the afternoon, but yeah, if I wanted more color, I could definitely take this into Photoshop and just pop it up a little bit color-wise, but otherwise I think it's nice. I don't necessarily see the color or the darkness as being an issue with that photo.
Great.
The other one, though, is really striking as far as a landscape photo is the Chaco National Historical Park at dusk. And again, the thing I like about this one is the palette. The way that I design sometimes is I just look at color, and color is very striking. So with this one, I can definitely see the color palette just jumping and the sun hitting that mountain there and some of the yellows kind of popping up. So this is a great landscape magazine that, again, I could have used in the in-flight magazine to depict a specific place. Moving on. Okay, this is a good one. Mother and baby holding tight. This is just a great close-up, and it shows face expressions of these orangutans, and you can just feel the love in the photo, and it's emotional, so when people look at it, they can feel the emotion and the bondness of these two creatures, so I just thought it was great all around. It's crisp. It has great focus. It has great detail. I mean, you can see every hair on these two orangutans' faces. So I really love this one, and this could have even been a cover for one of for a magazine. I mean, if it's a location magazine, or if it's anything related to nature, this would have been a great photograph, and like I said, maybe even a cover shot. Another wonderful photo, because of its striking colors, enjoying life to the fullest. This almost took my breath away when I looked at it, because just the expression in this man's face and his happiness and the color, his clothing, everything about it, I love. It's just the face is not necessarily in the center. There's a lot of room to play with this photo with the red clothing. This can be used with copy on top of it on the lower right. There's a lot of red area where I could have put some type or description or something, and I just think this is a great photo. It's very flexible, and for a travel magazine or a people magazine or anything like that, this would have been a good one as well. Moving on to a good food photo, and actually, food photography is very tricky. So this one, which is called Oh Spaghetti, it's really nice. It looks palatable, actually, when taking pictures and photos. Lots of time, the lighting is dull. The food doesn't look appetizing, but here it looks really yummy, and you really want to take a bite of the spaghetti. I think the photographer captured the color and the essences of all the ingredients. I mean, I see greens, I see reds, I see yellows. I can tell there's olives, black olives, and parsley, and it just looks really appetizing. For a recipe book or for any food magazine, this is a real good shot. And again, I like the fact that it's a vertical photo, because people tend to usually shoot horizontally. So it's a good idea to shoot different formats. And another one that I like is Young Love, which this would have worked great at a magazine that I used to do for the Port of Houston, because actually part of it was to highlight their cruise line. And, of course, there's a ship in the background here, so this is just a sweet couple, and it's beautiful scenery, and the water is gorgeous, so this would have been a great shot also to use it for cruise lines or anything like that, or location photography, travel. Another great photo, and I think it's because of the macro lens used here, is the basking in the sunlight. Although this is fairly mundane, I mean, it's just a photo of a flower, but I love the way that it's great composition. The focus is on the flower, and then in the background you see the diffused barn in the back, and it's just lovely how the photographer thought about using different pinpointing different things to be sharp and diffused, and it's just a great way of showing versatility in your photography, and also interest. So even though it's a fairly simple photograph, I really like the composition of it and the photographer's eye. Another good one is Winter Trees. And this one, I wish we could have popped the color a little more. I love the blue sky, but then the snow, all the snow kind of gets lost. It gets a little washed out. So if we could have focused in a little more maybe on the trees and lost some of that foreground, I think we could have done a little better. But overall, this is also a good photo that I could have used easily.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. If I could just ask you one more question. A lot of readers who sent these in asked about where they lived, and I already know the answer to this question, but I think I'd like for them to hear it from you. Do you have a problem working with people who live outside of the U.S., in Australia or Europe, anywhere outside of the U.S.?
No, that's not a problem at all. And actually, it's with the way that things are now with the internet and email and things like that, you barely even have to meet the person that you're working with, because they just send you everything through the computer, so it really does not matter the location. I mean, anybody is definitely able to just send their photos, and so actually I've never had a problem with people, you know, working with people from any part of the world, because really you just do everything on the computer.
Great. And do you care what kind of camera they have?
No, actually, that is none of my concern. As long as they take beautiful photographs, it's up to them what camera they use. As long as the camera captures color and, you know, actually photography is really in the eye of the person, not as much in the camera. So if the person has a good eye, I think they could probably get their shot with any camera.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much, Alicia. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lori. I'm glad you called me. Thanks.
Great. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.